Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line with us is he is the host of the Phillies podcast Hitting Season, Eagles BGN radio writer for The Good Fight and Bleeding Green Nation. He covers the Eagles and the Phillies brilliantly. And he resides in D.C. Mr. John Stalness is with us. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
John, a lot of ground to cover here. Let's start with the behavior of the Marlins. What'd you think of that? They went out partying, and that's what led to what we are seeing right now in baseball.
I mean, it's incredibly irresponsible. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. I can't believe that they would be that stupid to do something like that and to not think about the ramifications of how it could affect other people. Apparently some guys on the team who felt they were invincible, and there are many people in the country who feel like this can't touch them. And I imagine for a lot of those Marlins players, it was kind of a rude awakening.
All right. What I'm really curious about is what recourse you think baseball should be taking, because it does not seem like they're in any way penalizing the Marlins.
Well, I mean, I don't know what more you can do other than just say you're not playing this year. And they could do that. I'm sure they could do that. And you could play the rest of the season with 29 teams. But what that would do to the schedule is hard to comprehend. I'm not sure how they could manage that and work it out. The punishment probably just is that you're not going to field a competitive team because you're going to be missing so many guys. And you're not going to be able to have – that's why you have a large roster to be able to put some other guys on the new 30-man. But I don't really know what they can do to the Marlins other than to suspend Don Mattingly. But is Mattingly responsible for the actions of his players when they're not around the team? I don't know. I don't know. This is so unprecedented. I don't know that there's something you can do other than just either say you're done for the year or let – the chips fall where they may with all these guys being out.
John, Al Morgani, in one of the several dynamic exchanges this morning on our show, made a great point. Not the last point, that was stupid, but before that, he said, where's McClintock or John Middleton saying something here? The Phillies were victimized by that reckless behavior. They were exposed to this virus because of that. Why aren't they angry?
My guess is they are angry. It's hard to get inside their heads. I would probably be angrier, at least publicly, than I am. I'm sure they're not happy about this at all. I don't know if Major League Baseball is telling them to take care of what they say about the situation. Maybe they're trying to be professional and not kick a team when they have half their roster on the COVID-19 injured list. But you're right. If I were in a position of management with the Phillies, I'd be furious. I have no doubt about it. I mean, you risk the health of our players by doing something foolish on your own time, and now we're paying the price for it.
And now we're seeing things in professional sports I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. One is an ever-changing schedule. it now appears the Phillies are going to play the Yankees next week instead of this week. John, I understand these are unusual circumstances. How do you feel about the changes in the schedule, literally not knowing where you're going 3 days from now?
Yeah, Rob Manfred's doing this on the back of a napkin. And he kind of has to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what else is he going to do? What else is he going to do? And if you're a player, this has to be incredibly unnerving. First of all, think about what we've had happen here. You go to spring training in Clearwater. You're just about ready to start the season. COVID-19 happens. you think you're going to, the season's going to be delayed for a few weeks. And then once you realize the disease is, and the pandemic is extremely serious, the season is postponed and you don't know when it's going to start. During the course of the pandemic break, you have all the stops and starts of the negotiations over the salary and players talking about opting out. Finally, they come to an agreement. You start summer camp. You're starting to get ready to get going again. You have opening weekend. You play those three games, and now you're being tested for COVID-19 every day because another team came into your stadium where there was an outbreak, and now you're sitting for 5 days. And then you got to ramp up, and you don't know where you're going to play the next week. I can't imagine how hard it's going to be for this team to be up for these games coming up here.
Right.
How do you stay sharp, both physically and mentally? It's extremely difficult, and as far as the schedule goes, they really are just winging it here, because how do you plan for this? How do you do this on the fly? It's amazing. There's no way that they're going to have equal schedule for everybody.
All right, John, I got to play this. I literally was just handed this. What you just said all leads to, if you're part of the Phillies, you should be livid right now. So Klentak was asked yesterday during the Zoom conference if anyone was mad at the Marlins. Here's what he said.
Depending on who you would ask, you probably could get, you know, any number of different answers. So I don't necessarily want to speak on behalf of everybody. My response to that is similar to the one that I've given to some of these other questions. Nobody said this season was going to be easy. In fact, quite the opposite. Everybody seemed to recognize from the very beginning that there were going to be challenges. And, you know, identifying ahead of time what those challenges would be,
that's not easy to do.
John, that is
a horrible response. Drew, that is a awful response. What the hell was that?
It's not a human response.
Thank you.
It's a diplomatic response, and here is where this may be coming from. Let's say maybe a Phillies player decides to have some relatives over and gets exposed. The thing you don't want to have happen is you ripping another team for doing something foolish and then having one of your players do the very same thing.
Right, but still, you're in Philadelphia and you're giving me boilerplate
milk
garbage.
Yeah.
Nothing. You got to give – John, you got to – that guy stinks as a GM. Accurate Stylus, he stinks. Did you see that bullpen he had out there those three games? He stinks. Say it, John, he stinks.
The jury is out.
Oh, God.
Stylus just went Klentak on us. Unbelievable. I guess the last thing I got to know, because you also cover the Eagles – does any of this chaos in Major League Baseball, is that going to filter into and possibly threaten the NFL season, John?
How can it not? How can you not look at what's happened with the Marlins and say to yourself, this isn't going to happen with an NFL team who play in most of the same cities, who are going to have more people in a clubhouse, people banging into each other? Again, we talked about this last time I was on. Baseball, you can have social distancing. It's a sport that lends itself to that. There is no way to socially distance yourself in football. So if someone has it, it's going to spread. So I don't see how people in the NFL can't look at what's happening with the Marlins and say, there but for the grace of God go we. It's going to be incredibly challenging. I don't know how the NFL is going to do it. What's happened with the Marlins has to scare the NFL, because what happens if something like this happens with the Dolphins? Do you cancel two Dolphins games, three Dolphins games? You can't rearrange the NFL schedule the way you can the baseball schedule, because you need a week between games in order to make this happen. And you can't have the season going into April and May. So there's far less flexibility with the NFL than with Major League Baseball, because you're only playing 16 games.
All right, John, this is a little bit defeating, having just heard you make some very interesting insights, to question your credibility. But what I'm about to deal with here, Al, this is unsightly.
Here we go.
Remember last Saturday, Phillies were playing that day?
Yeah.
John Stolness that morning tweeted out basically his deep reservations for using as your DH Phil Gosselin.
Oh.
Like he said, of all the Phil's options for DH, it's Phil Gosselin. And then Phil Gosselin hit two home runs, and it's the only game they won. John, That's worrisome. I know you said afterwards that it took a special talent to get something this wrong. Tell me your views now about it 5 days later.
As I look back on it, I'm happy Phil Goslin reads the tweet because he clearly knew that I was trying to inspire him and that I was trying to bring those. Some players play better through anger, Angelo, and that's you know, I recognize that in certain players. You got to be able to tell who those guys are and when to prod. So I just felt the time was right. I knew the Phillies needed to get on the winning streak, and, you know, I take one for the team.
And I just want people to know that if John is available for motivational speeches in your area, his price is high, but he's worth it. John, we love you, man. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, guys.
John Stallings with being a good sport about that. Oh, boy, that hurts. That's one of the reasons. I'm so glad I'm not on Twitter. Predicting stuff and then it blows up.
Seen that Saturday morning. And then when I'm listening to the game and I hear him hit the second one, I immediately went to Twitter. And John's reply was just like, oh, I can't.
Joe, play me that Klentak one more second. I'm not going to play all of that, I promise. But, Billy.
Yes.
We got to – the Phillies' efforts to play a season were really seriously impeded by the behavior of another team. And then you're asked if anyone's angry about it, and you say this in Philadelphia.
Depending on who you would ask. You probably could get.
I'm asking you.
Different answers.
So I'm asking you, Matt.
Speak on behalf of everybody. My response to that is similar to the one that I've given.
Get him, Billy. You can't speak that way as a GM in this city. No. Tell me this.
I think back to the playoffs in 2001. We played. And Matt Geiger got suspended for two games for taking a foul on Reggie. And I remember I looked it up. I said. Pretty harsh words about the NBA.
And I got upset.
And I kept going and I kept going and I kept going every day. And then finally I got a call from Russ Granick, the deputy commissioner who I was friends with at the NBA. And he says, we heard you. Enough.
Yeah. But that's a badge
of
honor.
Next game was different, wasn't it?
It's a badge of honor that you publicly, vocally defended your organization. What garbage is that guy selling? Depending on who you would ask. You're holding the news conference. I'm asking you.
And I know John.
I can't take him. I can't take that kid.
And John.
I can't take him. I can't take Matt Klentak. Am I the only one? Are you hearing that gobbledygook?
Depending on who you would ask.
Well, I'm telling you right now that I was not that upset. And I've gotten more upset. And you started it. When you said, why don't you come out and say something?
And your doctor thinks you're fat.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you do.
Then right now, while I'm a stroke, I'm very much a threat for a stroke. Terry's on the line for West Philly. Hi, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Terry, what do you think of that garbage from the GM?
Yeah, jerk.
He's not a jerk.
He kind of, he kind of is. No. I know what you're saying, Terry. You're right. What are you feeling right now, Terry?
I feel, first of all, baseball is screwed up because where are those knuckleheads, those knucklehead Marlins came over here and brought a disease over here. Well, I missed baseball for 3 nights. Had to end up watching the Dodgers and all them. I'm going to watch my team. And we can't play till next week. And he said, got the basketball and the hockey. I mean, mess up everything.
Yep.
And Klentak, you need to put him on the shelf and be a journalist and ask the toughest questions. He'll clam up if you ask
him. No, he doesn't engage. I've talked to him. It's a waste of time. He doesn't engage. He believes that he should never express emotion. He has never really he's never really bonded with the city, Terry, because he never really understood what fuels our passion as sports fans.
And I know.
And he gives you coach speak. He gives you a GM speak. He gives you standard issue crap when what you really want is his feelings. This team was compromised by the reckless behavior of another team, and he's got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
See how you screwed me all up? I wasn't even doing this, and you got me started on this.
Well,
you got to say more. Billy was called by the league because they said, Billy, you enough with that. You've bitched enough about that.
Yes.
That's what I like. That's what I want to hear. Because Rob Manfred's not going to do it. Rob Manfred's not going to take on the Marlins. What the Marlins did was irresponsible. Screw him. Screw them.
You know something that's original? Is, you know the next game that's on the Marlins schedule? You know what it is?
Phillies.
August 4th.
Tuesday. Well, that's not going to happen because now they're going to play the Yankees. We don't know what the hell the Marlins are doing, but we know this. Right now, they're out partying, and there's three strippers naked
well, no,
on the bar next to them.
They're here
in Philly. Yeah, I believe they have that at the Ritz-Carlton this morning.
I don't think they're going out in Philly.
They brought in some girls. I believe, Al, there's some girls there entertaining them. All right.
Potential
Perry,
bimbos?
Perry, potential bimbos. Perry, bimbos in training. Perry, give me a great movie line like, I'll be back.
I got a good one. There's no cry in baseball.
Excellent.
Well, there is
all right. Dan Donnelly, give us all of the movie lines so far as we honor Arnold Schwarzenegger on his 73rd birthday. Wow. What have been named so far?
All right. We have There's No Crying in Baseball. Stupid as a Stupid Does. I Think We're Going to Need a Better, Bigger Boat. You Can't Handle the Truth. Say Hello to My Little Friend. May the Force Be With You. Go Ahead, Make My Day. Frankly, Dear, I Don't Give a Damn. Now Yous Can't Leave, and The Rent Stays the Same.
You got to get the quote right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen his level of involvement in this. The judge today, Billy King.
Love it.
215.
215 and 294-94.
All right, when we come back, I've got an inspirational story out. I got somebody who just got out of the service.
Inspiration.
And he wants to try to make you understand
sacrifice
and how important it is when you're part of a free country like we are. Rob Stagg's coming up. You're going to love this story. WIP Sports Time, 8:17.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.